proclamation number 8008 be dated the October 2nd, 1961. Every soul is an original spirit. Every substance, every spiritual being which once emerged from my love, is emanated strength. In their fundamental element they are the same as me myself. They are made of the strength of my love. The fallen spirits were dissolved into countless tiny particles for the purpose of being led back to me. The once emanated strength was reshaped into all kinds of creations, for the strength had to become active again somehow because this is the law of eternity. But these dissolved tiny particles gathered again, and every once fallen original spirit receives its self-awareness back as soon as it lives on Earth as a human being, as soon as it starts the final stage of the infinitely long process of development before it enters the spiritual realm once more. Hence this gathered spiritual substance animates a human being's external form. The soul itself is therefore the once fallen original spirit. It is the self-aware being which once originated from me in an abundance of light and voluntarily fell away from me, in which my adversary, the first fallen spirit of light, pulled into the abyss. The host of originally created spirits was innumerable, and the number of beings which remained with me was also inconceivably great. Yet they, too, were basically the same. Emanated strength of love from me. If therefore a spirit of light, an angel being, takes the path across the earth for the purpose of attaining childship to God, it enters the same situation as every fallen spirit. It enters a cover of flesh which consists of more or less tiny matured spiritual particles, for the flesh belongs to this earth. The body can certainly be more clarified and shelter fewer substances opposed to me, but it is always earthly material substance which is, after all, the reason why all earthly progress becomes a difficult trial or test of will for the soul inhabiting a body of flesh. For challenges need to be present, even a soul of light must experience battles of the flesh which my adversary will initiate. Time and again, by using an external cover in order to attack the soul in every way. And thus, even a soul of light will be subject to severe temptations, since the earthly body is in my adversary's realm and he will especially provoke a soul of light in order to make it fall, since he had not succeeded in the past. Yet such a soul's exceptionally strong willingness to love also assures it a constant flow of strength from above, for it will not renounce its bond with me. It is powerfully drawn to me, and this yearning of love is a formidable weapon in the battle with the adversary, from which it will certainly emerge victoriously. However, you must not think that a spirit of light, a non-fallen spirit, will join a fallen spirit in order to take the path across earth together. Every soul is an original spirit, whether fallen or not. The fallen original spirit goes through the process of development dissolved in countless substances until it is permitted to embody itself as a human being, until it therefore enters a human external shape as a soul. The non-fallen spirit does not need to be dissolved. Instead, it enters a human cover as a soul from above, just like those beings of light which attained a high degree of light in the kingdom of the beyond and, for the sake of a mission, want to repeat the path on earth with the goal of attaining childship to God. Such souls directly embody themselves in the flesh. My once emanated strength flows as a breath of life into the external human form and gives life to this form. You humans should always remember that everything which was once created by me is my emanated strength of love, which, as a result of my will, became self-aware beings which can never perish. But I can also reshape this strength, I can dissolve these beings and let other creations arise if I thereby pursue a purpose which is based on my love and wisdom. However, I can also close such a self-aware being with the cover of a human being if my love and wisdom thereby hopes to achieve a purpose. And every soul, which ought to be regarded as a human being's real life, is an original spirit, to whom my infinite love offers the opportunity of attaining childship to God on earth, which every created being must strive for and accomplish itself. Amen.